Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Well, you know, Susie, it sounds simplistic, but sometimes I just have to choose to be joyful, even if I don't feel that way. I remember some time ago coming back from a plane trip, and I was exhausted and coming back to a set of problems, and I was very discouraged about it and really didn't want to get off the plane. But as I read my Bible on the plane, I came across some verses about joy. And it's as though the Lord said to me, now, if you get off that plane and you go back to work and you just decide you're going to be joyful, then everything's going to work out all right. But if you slink off that plane and you're down in the mouth and down in the dumps and discouraged, then things are going to get worse. And I decided I was going to get off that plane and go get in my car, and I was going to smile and have joy in my heart, whether I felt like it or not. And I just made a choice to have joy by faith, because after all, it says rejoice in the Lord, and that's a commandment.
Yeah.
And the thing you have to do with commandments is to choose to obey them. And you know that when I choose to be joyful and I just say, well, this is the day the Lord has made, I will rejoice, that somehow the emotions catch up with that decision.
Boy, and emotions make a horrible dictator. I mean, as you're telling that story, Pastor Rob, I'm thinking of Corrie Ten Boom, and she's preaching on the kindness and the forgiveness of God, and in walks one of the soldiers who so violently abused she and her sister had passed in the Auschwitz prison camp. And he said, you know, so glad to hear about this forgiveness. Does that apply to me? And she didn't want it to apply to him, but she obeyed God and reached out her hand to shake his hand. And she did that first, and she said the emotion came second. She said she felt forgiveness just surge out of her arm. But there's times where that's, I think, maybe what a sacrifice of praise looks like, where it seems to cost us initially, but we are the benefactors ultimately, aren't we?
Yes, we just can't stay down in a place of depression. And I've battled, most of us have at least battled low-grade depression from time to time, and it can just pull you under. And sometimes you just have to stand up on your feet and quote Scripture and say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's not always found in the circumstances. It's not always found in the way that we may feel physically or what may be happening in our lives. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. And there is just something very powerful about that verse. And in this book, The Strength You Need, I tell the whole story of how Nehemiah and Ezra and the people of Jerusalem in that day began to experience that for themselves, and the exuberance that came over them as they decided they weren't going to mourn anymore. They were going to choose to be joyful, and that gave them strength.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.